Good morning and welcome to Town Square Sunday. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. This program highlights nonprofit organizations here on the South Coast and what they do to make this part of the Commonwealth a better place to live and work. Today, we are spotlighting Our Lady of Assumption Church on South 6th Street in New Bedford South End, which is celebrating its 120th anniversary on August 16th. Joining us today are Renee Ledbetter and Maria De Cruz. Both are involved in the 120-year celebration that's taking place August 16th at the Century House in Acushnet. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our Lady of Assumption Church, or perhaps better known in the city as OLOA, was the first Cape Verdean parish in the United States, I'm told. Websites are an amazing thing, aren't they? It was established on August 15th, 1905. But the original church building was not on South 6th Street. So why don't you start, give us a little history. Maybe Renee, you could start us off.
Okay, so the original church was on Water Street in 1905. And that is when Bishop Stang, not the school, but the bishop, came to the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts and asked them if they would be willing to serve our parish. And that is when 1905 our parish began. And I think our first perhaps priest was Father Stanislaus. Mm-hmm. And so we have a great history, and that was because we needed a place to worship as a Catholic congregation. And we were not able to do that in any other church facility.
Right. Well, some 49 years later, there was a hurricane that caused, I believe it was Hurricane Carol, but I'm not sure. 1954 hurricane caused extensive damage to the original church. The parish decided to raise money and built a new church on South 6th Street. That was not a small undertaking. Maria, I'm sure you weren't there for any of that. But clearly, building a church building and the parish kind of doing it must have had some help from the diocese, but maybe not. That was quite an undertaking.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Were there people in the, I don't know, maybe 70 years? That was 70 years ago, so I don't know how many people in the parish are still remember that. But Renee? Other people?
So basically, there was a lot of people in the parish. I know my grandparents immigrated from Cape Verde, and there were several others that were a part of building the parish in 1905 and creating a building fund in 1954. So the diocese did help a little. They did help with the obtaining the property. The property that we're on now, it was actually owned by, I can't remember her name, but I think her last name was Walsh. Mm-hmm. And it was, I think it was Martha Walsh. And it was, she owned the house over there. And she was so excited to have us in the neighborhood, she allowed us to build it. And she moved the house back and gifted us the house, which is now known as the Lucio Ramos Parish Center. And so there were a lot of the people like my mom's age, people that are still living, the stories that they tell, because that's all we can go by is the stories that they tell. There were, when the flood happened, they had a lot of the young people that would swim into the building to take out the things like the chalice and just try to recover as many things as they can. And there was a lot of community help towards, wow, towards that in order to salvage what they can. But I know people think that the church stopped there, but they created a building fund. They raised enough money with help from the city, from the diocese, and were able to build the church in 1957. So that's 3 years. So they didn't stop worshiping because there was no church. They continued to do what they could with what they had.
I wonder if some of those young swimmers are still around.
They are. And one of them happens to be, he was our first Cape Verdean priest in this area, was Father Martin Gomes. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the ones, and his brothers, Paul Gomes and, you know, Jake Gomes, a lot of them, you know, my father, my parents, a lot of them, you know, swam to salvage that stuff and went through the window to do it, you know.
Wonderful story. Sad that the church building was washed away, but a wonderful story of a community that saw the necessity to jump in and save as much as it could. Maria, why is this church special to Cape Verdeans?
It's extremely special to Cape Verdeans, especially to myself. I am an immigrant. I came to the United States in 1968 with my parents. Mm-hmm. And we were looking for a parish to attend, but at the time we didn't speak any English. So friends and family recommended OLOA to us, and we went, we registered, and we've been part of it since 1968. It's a home for all the Cape Verdean immigrants. They come here, they need a Catholic church. They go, you know, friends and family talk to them. They go there, they register, and it feels like home, you know, because Cape Verdeans from there meet Cape Verdeans from here, and we become a family. This is a family church. This is what I call a family church. It's exceptional to me.
Renee, how did your family find OLOA? Now, your father, I guess, was part of the group
my grandfather
did some swimming.
Yeah. Yes. So yeah. My grandfather was one of the people, not the main people that started the church, the first building fund, but the... he was one of the people that was part of building it, right, mm-hmm. and part of creating it, and he was there in 1905. And so it's kind of cool to think about that, that my grandparents were there and contributed to that church. And then, as, like you said, 54 years later, or 49 years later, then the flood came, and my parents were a part of helping rebuild and salvage. And so it's always special because I've been a part of the church since I was born. So that's all I know. It was everything. The church at that time, because we didn't have technology, was everything to us. And it was not just a home for families. It was a place where we were safe, where we felt safe as young people. Our parents felt safe letting us be there. And it's always a safe place for me, even till today. Like, so if I feel stressed out, I will drive to the church parking lot, even if it's not open, and just sit there.
Did you have a 100th anniversary celebration?
Remember we that? Did, yeah. Yes. And I was the chairperson of that one as well. And that was amazing. Father Stan Colasa was the pastor at that time. We had a huge mass at New Bedford High School. We had a huge celebration at White's. It was like a whole week of events. And it's something that you just don't forget. And I know people say, why 120 and not 125? Because a lot of our elders that were around in the earlier years may not be here next year, so we may, you know, we don't want to wait, but our actual celebration begins on August 9th.
Okay, so it's kind of a week-long
yes.
event with, I'm sure, masses and all kinds of activities at the church, and it culminates with this party, this celebration on the 16th. Now, the 120th anniversary, we're talking before we went on the air here. The 120th anniversary, in your mind, is not a fundraising event, really. It's a celebration. It's a celebration of the Cape Verde, Cape Verdean culture, the people, and this church, which has held so many people together. As Maria mentioned, it's a family place. The celebration, I mean, is that kind of the aim of what you hope to do?
Yeah, it is our aim. I mean, 120 years, we are the first and only Cape Verdean church around, in the United States to be exact, and we're hoping to have a huge celebration, have everybody come out, people that are attending our parish now, people that are elderly that cannot come out as much, we're hoping for them to come. And we just want to show that we are a united church, we are a family church, we are a giving church, and we do love our community. So we've planned many activities. We're going to have a special mass, a procession, we're going to have a feast. Everybody's going to cook Cape Verdean foods. There's going to be a Cape Verdean band playing out in the church parking lot. We're hoping to decorate it, make it very festive, and make it very welcoming for everyone.
All right. What day is that?
That is August 17th, Sunday.
Okay. All right. So the celebration at Century House, the 16th.
Correct.
And then the South Door Feast on the 17th.
Correct.
You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guests are Renee Ledbetter and Maria DeCruz. We're discussing the 120th anniversary of Our Lady of Assumption Church in New Bedford and a celebration planned for August 16th from 6 to 12 at the Century House in Acushnet. Tickets for this event are $75. How can people get tickets, Renee?
Well, they can call the Parish Center and speak with the office manager, Raimundo Tavares. They can, if anyone knows me, or they can get in touch with Maria. I have tickets. We sell tickets after Mass, but a lot of people in the community have tickets or have a way to contact us to purchase tickets.
Okay. So what's going to be happening at the celebration on the 16th? Although the 17th sounds like a lot of fun, but what's the 16th? What's that gonna happen?
So the 16th is we are bringing history to life. So the theme is we've come this far by faith. We've been through a lot as a church community from 1905 until now, up until now. And with COVID and all that interrupting church worship and the things that we were used to, it kind of not separated the church, but we lost parishioners.
It was hard. No question. It was hard to be with one another. Couldn't do it.
Right. So we lost parishioners through, death, or we've had a lot of parishioners pass away. And we want to just capture the ones that are here today. We want to celebrate us, celebrate our past to the present. We will be also honoring our first Cape Verdean New Bedford homegrown priest, Father Martin Gomes, at this event, because it's a special time, and you never know. Like, tomorrow's not promised for any of us, and we just want to make sure he knows that he gets his flowers now, right? And he knows that he is completely appreciated in the congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. That whole order know what they mean to us, because if it wasn't for them serving us, I don't know really what would happen, but it's a celebration of the past, the present, and the future. We have a lot of youth that stay involved, and some youth that have gone on and gone to college and moved away. But we're hoping that we bring them back just to celebrate with us. There's a lot of memories that we will be sharing with people. We will have pictures all over in the patio part, so people can see pictures of their parents, grandparents, or whomever. We have a lot of clubs that we're going to recognize and we will announce. Matter of fact, the first building fund club became the Our Lady of Assumption Club, which ironically Maria DeCruz is now the president of. So that Our Lady of Assumption Club has been going strong since 1905. Mm-hmm. So So those are the things we want to celebrate, the things that we're doing today that we learned yesterday.
Yeah. Maria, what does the club do?
The club raises, we have bake sales. We do a lot of fundraisers to have different dinners and luncheons and different things like that. It's basically a fundraiser club, and it's been going on for a long time.
All right. How many events do you have a year?
In the past, we had two, but now we're trying to have three or four, sure. You know, year round.
It's a never-ending battle, fundraising.
That
I think we
sure.
all know that. So both of you have expressed what the church has meant to you and your family. Again, how can people get tickets for this event?
They can contact the parish center, speak to the manager, Raimundo Tavaz. They can contact me, Maria De Cruz, Renee Ledbetter. We all are selling tickets.
Okay. And tickets are being sold after Mass on Sunday?
Correct.
All right, so you can buy tickets there as
well. We try to nab people that way.
$75 per ticket to celebrate 120 years of history for Our Lady of Assumption Church, perhaps better known as OLOA, in New Bedford. Ladies, thank you for coming in. It's wonderful to see you both, and also to hear about this church, this mainstay in the Cape Verdean community. So,
can I just add something?
Sure, of course.
Quick? So Our Lady of the Assumption is a church for the community, in the community, but we also get involved with a lot of community things, like part of being Catholic is the seven Catholic social teachings and social justice. So we're not just a church for our people, we're a church for the community to help, you know, change policy if there's a need, or even advocate for things that are needed in our community, for our community. So it's a church in the community, but it's for the community.
My thanks to Maria De Cruz and Renee Ledbetter for they're both from Our Lady of Assumption Parish in New Bedford, the first Cape Verdean parish in the United States. They're holding a 120-year anniversary celebration on August 16th at the Century House in Acushnet. They would love to see you there. Thank you both for coming in, and good luck with the event.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Phillips.
Stay with us. Town Square Sunday will continue in just a moment.